Now, one of the major differences between all Common Entrants and the CPEA is the mode of assessment. In the Common Entrants, students were assessed in reading. That reading contributed a small percentage to their final mark. They were also assessed in composition. That composition formed, like the reading, a part of their marks for English. Those were examined within the few weeks leading up to the final multiple choice exam. And the major difference between the Common Entrants and the CPEA is that within the CPEA, there is a structure of formative assessment. Formative assessment means that at different points, at determined points during your instruction, you are assessed. Now, the nature of the CPEA is that students are allowed many opportunities to achieve mastery, to develop their competence and to achieve mastery of the tasks and skills before them. The CPEA has, as one of its central pillars, the project. There is a writing portfolio, there is a book report. Those are pillars central to the CPEA. Remember that the CPEA is a holistic assessment. It's not just a pencil and paper test. We are moving away from the traditional pencil and paper test. In the same manner in which we are moving away from teacher-centered classrooms and chalk and talk, principally chalk and talk, we are moving towards holistic assessment. And the CPE is one such model.